WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
You are listening to Human Machine. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. All areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Hello, I am the new girl, Allison, and I'm going to read some materials today on the subject of wireless transmission history, and ultimately, on microwave transmission of power. I'll start by describing some historic experiments, and then we will get to the current research. Forgive the pun. I've also taken the liberty of accompanying my reading with Edward Artemyev's score to the Andrei Tarkovsky films, Stalker and Solaris. First, here are some excerpts from communications researchers Alexander Mirinchik and Yuraj Budimir. Radio waves have been propagating through the universe for billions of years. However, radio waves propagating purposefully are less than 120 years old. If Hertz, in 1888, was the first person to accomplish this, radio wave propagation and the wireless communication revolution it spawned. However, are products of the 20th century, and the question who invented the radio has no straightforward answer in a form of a single name. In various papers we find names as Faraday, Maxwell, Hertz, Branly, Tesla, Popov, Lodge, and so on. Undoubtedly, all mentioned made great contribution to the development of wireless communications. Most often exposed single person is Marconi, who, inspired by Hertz, set the pace with his bold experiment, perhaps in part based on Nikola Tesla's conjecture of a high reflecting layer in the atmosphere, indicated by William Gordon, who suggests that Marconi's famous transatlantic wireless communication experiment in December 1901 was a verification of an already predicted phenomenon. Perhaps in part based on Tesla's conjecture of a high reflecting layer in the atmosphere. This statement was criticized by Prabir Bondi of Fadhaye, who stated that Nikola Tesla never predicted the reflection of Hertzian waves by a high reflecting layer in the atmosphere and the consequent possibility of the transatlantic wireless transmission. Neither did he ever predict the existence of such a reflecting layer in the atmosphere. The fact is that Tesla's attempts to formulate a theory of wireless energy transmission proved wrong, but his apparatus built for this purpose was sound and correct, as well as his choice of operating frequencies for early global communications. It is interesting that these facts were taken into consideration in proving the invalidation of USA Marconi's patent, issued in 1900, because it was preceded by Tesla's patent on the four-tuned circuits issued in 1897, and some other elements of Marconi's apparatus earlier filed in patents of Stone and Lodge. Nikola Tesla, well known for his contributions to the present-day alternating current system, and less known for his important discoveries in high-frequency field, devoted nearly 50 years to developing ideas of wireless power transmission. When he began to think about it, sometime in 1891, only a few facts were known about electromagnetic waves, following the publication of Hertz's work in 1888, which provided confirmation of J.C. Maxwell's dynamic theory of the electromagnetic field of 1865. Scientists become more and more convinced that electromagnetic waves behaved like light waves, propagating in straight lines. Transmission along the globe could not be explained on the basis of diffraction theory, and in that period Tesla proposed a conduction, wireless scheme in Tesla's own words. The invention which forms the subject of my present application comprises a transmitting coil or conductor in which electrical currents or oscillations are produced and which is arranged to cause such currents or oscillations to be propagated by conduction through the natural medium from one point to another remote therefrom and a receiving coil or conductor at such distant point adapted to be excited by the oscillations or currents propagated from the transmitter. In fact, prior to Marconi's famous transatlantic wireless experiment in December 1901, that is what Tesla had to say about the Hertzian waves reflect to magnetic radiation. It is interesting to note that in 1898 Tesla patented an ingenious radio control system for vessels, often regarded as the first practical use of radio. From May 1899 through January 1900, Tesla was in Colorado Springs conducting further high voltage, high frequency experiments. Heinrich Hertz carried out his experiment in 1887 to 1888 on power transmission by radio waves and demonstrated electromagnetic wave propagation in free space by using a complete system with a spark gap to generate high frequency power and to detect it at the receiving end. In 1881, Nikola Tesla invented the high-frequency, high-voltage transformer known since that time as the Tesla coil. This transformer contained little or no iron and still could easily, and with a high efficiency, produce extremely high voltages. With this transformer, and with a number of other inventions, at the turn of the century Nikola Tesla carried out his experiments on power transmission by radio waves. In his system Tesla used resonance to increase efficiency of the transmission of energy without wires. So, there was this first attempt to transmit power without wires using a high-voltage transformer, conduction through a rarefied air and tuned step-down receiver transformer. A slide was found among Tesla's belongings in Nikola Tesla Museum in Belgrade. In the East Houston Street Laboratory in New York, Tesla made several high-voltage Tesla coils, but the space was limited there. And in 1898 he began looking for a site for a new laboratory. In New York he experimented with short-distance energy transmission for lighting lamps and driving receivers. Under a $30,000 grant from Colonel John Jacob Astor, owner of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, in mid-1899 Tesla finally decided on Colorado Springs, a plateau about 2,000 meters above sea level, where he erected a shed large enough to house a high-frequency transformer with a coil diameter of 15 meters. This gigantic coil was placed in a large square shed over which rose a 200-foot, 61 m, mast with a 3-foot, 91.4 cm, diameter copper ball positioned at the top. In his article The Transmission of Electric Energy Without Wires, written in 1904 in the Electrical World and Engineer, Tesla writes that he came to Colorado Springs with the following goals. A. To develop a transmitter of great power. B. Two perfect means for individualizing and isolating the energy transmitted. C. To ascertain the law of propagation of currents through the earth and the atmosphere. In Colorado Springs, Tesla certainly thought a lot about his wireless transmission of energy but did not write much about it in his diary. He described some wireless energy transmission, but all one could see in the diary points to transmission over short distances. Tesla himself claimed to have succeeded in transmitting a small amount of wireless power and setting up electrical waves with high voltage discharges from the Tesla coil. He also experimented with a sophisticated construction of multi-carrier transmitter with a special receiver tuned to all carriers. It is stated in that this invention consists in generating two or more kinds or classes of disturbances or impulses of distinctive character with respect to their effect upon a receiving circuit and operating thereby a distant receiver which comprises two or more circuits, each of which is tuned to respond exclusively to the disturbances or impulses of one kind or class and so arranged that the operation of the receiver is dependent upon their conjoint or resultant action. Tesla double circuit system is in a way a predecessor of modern spread spectrum radio system. Nikola Tesla took energetic steps to get backing for the implementation of a system of world telegraphy after returning to New York from Colorado Springs Laboratory. In a letter to his sponsor J.P. Morgan early in 1902, Tesla explained in details his research aims in developing system for transmission of electrical energy. He envisaged three steps to be made. The transmission of minute amounts of energy and the production of feeble effects, barely perceptible by sensitive devices. B. The transmission of notable amounts of energy dispensing with the necessity of sensitive devices and enabling the positive operation of any kind of apparatus requiring a small amount of power. And C. The transmission of power in amounts of industrial significance. With the completion of my present undertaking, the first step will be made. For the experiments with transmission of large power, he envisaged the construction of a plant at Niagara to generate about 100 million volts. In 1904, he wrote to Morgan that the Canadian Niagara Company will agree in willing to furnish me 10,000 horsepower for 20 years without charge. If I put up a plant there to transmit this power without wires to other parts of the world. In searching through the archives of the Nikola Tesla Museum in Belgrade, many notes have been found relative to his Long Island research. There are a few notes in 1901, more numerous in 1901 to 1903 and again a few in 1904, and hardly any in 1905 and 1906. In 1900 he prepared to work in the new laboratory and had to complete several patent applications. Among these patents is the one submitted on May 16th. 1900, which is closely related to his wireless transmission plans. It was renewed June 17, 1902, but issued on April 18, 1905, under the title Art of Transmitting Electrical Energy Through the Natural Mediums. Many of Tesla's complicated explanations in this patent become more clear and even more acceptable if his Long Island notes are studied. For example, when he states that the rate of radiation of energy in the form of Hertzian or electromagnetic waves is very small, one may think that this is a nonsense. But when one read in his notes that he tried to select the operating frequency in such a way that the dipole formed by the globe and the judgment and think in terms of ELF propagation phenomena. Tesla made calculations for operating frequencies 4, 6, 60 Hz, and at somewhat higher frequencies of 15 and 20 kHz. Particularly at the lower frequencies, he expected the resonance of the Earth to occur. Tesla assumed that the Earth behaves like a solid conducting ball with current passing through the center. Although this model was oversimplification, it led Tesla to correct conclusion that the standing wave over the Earth's surface will be established. Tesla's claim about ELF Earth standing wave that is based on a correct model of Earth ionosphere waveguide. To illustrate Tesla's assumptions about low attenuation of ELF waves, various experimental approximate values of attenuation at several frequencies of interest are given. If the antenna size is specified, it would be possible to calculate the overall efficiency of ELF system as function of distance and frequency. Such a calculation is hardly necessary if a large distance system is required. The antenna efficiency of reasonable size is high enough at about 20 kHz, where the attenuation of the wave in propagation is too high. For example, an antenna that is made in the form of two umbrella-shaped top-loaded monopoles, each of 2 kilometers in diameter and some 250 meters high, with the grounding system of some 3,000 kilometers of copper wire, has 86% efficiency at 20 kHz and only 0.1% at 100 Hz, 12. Hence, it is possible that the efficiency of the system may vary with frequency and distance, but it will be always very low. Thus, at present, ELF systems are used in communication with objects under the sea, where one can make use of the property of ELF waves to penetrate to deeply submerged receiving antennas. Unfortunately, even today, the radiation systems at ELF are very inefficient due mainly to small electrical dimensions of antennas. It is interesting that Tesla was aware about that when he suggested using a vertical monopole, 24 km long or so, or two metal plates buried some distance apart. Some later Tesla's development in antenna ELF design are shown, probably prepared for a patent application which was not accepted. Tesla's contribution to radio wave propagation and wireless power transmission was described in Tesla's patents, published and unpublished notes. For many years, Tesla tried to realize wireless transmission of energy on a large scale. He was convinced that at sufficiently low frequencies, low attenuation and standing wave characterized the behavior of his transmission system. He also predicted that at very low frequency the Earth resonances could be set. His concept of energy flow through the Earth was misleading. Tesla did not manage to produce practical system or persuade others to follow his ideas. But some of his statements and visions were proved much later when the research into ELF propagation phenomena began about half century later. He patented a number of interesting receivers and complex transmission systems using more carriers, which are early stages of sophisticated modern spread spectrum radio systems. And now, here is a summary from Microwave Power Transmission, a next-generation power transmission system, published in 2013 in the Journal of Electrical and Electronics Engineering, by Reddy, Hemanth, and Moen. Abstract. In this paper, we present the concept of transmitting power without using wires, that is, transmitting power as microwaves from one place to another is in order to reduce the cost, transmission and distribution losses. This concept is known as microwave power transmission, MPT. We also discussed the technological developments in wireless power transmission, WPT, which are required for the impromant. The components which are required for the development of microwave power transmission, MPT, are also mentioned along with the performance when they are connected to various devices at different frequency levels. The advantages, disadvantages, biological impacts and applications of WPT are also presented. Introduction. One of the major issues in power system is the losses occurs during the transmission and distribution of electrical power. Introduction. One of the major issue in power system is the losses occurs during the transmission and distribution of electrical power. As the demand increases day by day, the power generation increases and the power loss is also increased. The major amount of power loss occurs during transmission and distribution. The percentage of loss of power during transmission and distribution is approximated as 26%. The main reason for power loss during transmission and distribution is the resistance of wires used for grid. The efficiency of power transmission can be improved to certain level by using high-strength composite overhead conductors and underground cables that use high-temperature superconductor. But, the transmission is still inefficient. According to the World Resources Institute, RE, India's electricity grid has the highest transmission and distribution losses in the world, a whopping 27%. Numbers published by various Indian government agencies put that number at 30%, 40% and greater than 40%. This is attributed to technical losses, grid inefficiencies, and theft. Any problem can be solved by state-of-the-art technology. The above-discussed problem can be solved by choose an alternative option for power transmission which could provide much higher efficiency, low transmission cost and avoid power theft. Microwave power transmission is one of the promising technologies and may be the righteous alternative for efficient power transmission. wireless power transmission. Nikola Tesla, he is who invented radio and shown us he is indeed the father of wireless. Nikola Tesla is the one who first conceived the idea of wireless power transmission and demonstrated the transmission of electrical energy without wires that depends upon electrical conductivity as early as 1891. In 1893, Tesla demonstrated the illumination of vacuum bulbs without using wires for power transmission at the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago. The Wardenclyffe Tower shown in Figure 1 was designed and constructed by Tesla mainly for wireless transmission of electrical power rather than telegraphy. In 1904, an airship ship motor of 0.1 horsepower is driven by transmitting power through space from a distance of at least 100 feet. In 1961, Brown published the first paper proposing microwave energy for power transmission, and in 1964 he demonstrated a microwave-powered model helicopter that received all the power needed for flight from a microwave beam at 2.45 GHz from the range of 2.4 GHz 2.5 GHz frequency band, which is reserved 101 for industrial, scientific, and medical ism applications. Experiments in power transmission without wires in the range of tens of kilowatts have been performed at Goldstone in California in 1975 and at Grand Basin on Reunion Island in 1997. The world's first MPT experiment in the ionosphere, called the MINIX, Microwave Ionosphere Nonlinear Interaction Experiment, rocket experiment, is demonstrated in 1983 at Japan. Similarly, the world's first fuel-free airplane powered by microwave energy from ground was reported in 1987 at Canada. This system is called SHARP, Stationary High Altitude Relay Platform. In 2003, Dryden Flight Research Center of NASA demonstrated a laser-powered model airplane indoors. Japan proposed wireless charging of electric motor vehicles by microwave power transmission in 2004. PowerCast, a new company, introduced wireless power transfer technology using RF energy at the 2007 Consumer Electronics Show, a physics research group led by Prof. Marin Soljacek at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, demonstrated wireless powering of a 60W light bulb with 40% efficiency at a 2-meter, 7 ft, distance using two 60cm diameter coils in 2007. Recently in 2008, Intel reproduced the MIT group's experiments by wirelessly powering a light bulb with 75% efficiency at a shorter distance. 2.2 Wireless Power Transmission System. William C. Brown, the pioneer in wireless power transmission technology, has designed, developed a unit and demonstrated to show how power can be transferred through free space by microwaves. The concept of wireless power transmission system is explained with a functional block diagram. In the transmission side, the microwave power source generates microwave power and the output power is controlled by electronic control circuits. The waveguide ferrite circulator, which protects the microwave source from reflected power, is connected with the microwave power source through the coax waveguide adapter. The tuner matches the impedance between the transmitting antenna and the microwave source. The attenuated signals will be then separated based on the direction of signal propagation by directional coupler. The transmitting antenna radiates the power uniformly through free space to the rectenna. In the receiving side, a rectenna receives the transmitted power and converts the microwave power into DC power. The impedance matching circuit and filter is provided to setting the output impedance of a signal source equal to the rectifying circuit. The rectifying circuit consists of Schottky barrier diodes, converts the received microwave power into DC power. The primary components of wireless power transmission are microwave generator, transmitting antenna and receiving antenna, rectenna. The microwave transmitting devices are classified as microwave vacuum tubes, magnetron, klystron, traveling wave tube, TWT, and microwave power module, MPM, and semiconductor microwave transmitters. Magnetron is widely used for experimentation of WPT. The microwave transmission often uses 2.45 GHz or 5.8 GHz of ISM band. The other choices of frequencies are 8.5 GHz, 10 GHz and 35 GHz. The highest efficiency, over 90%, is achieved at 2.45 GHz among all the frequencies. The slotted waveguide antenna, microstrip patch antenna, and parabolic dish antenna are the most popular type of transmitting antenna. The slotted waveguide antenna is ideal for power transmission because of its high aperture efficiency, greater than 95%, and high power handling capability. Rectenna. The concept, the name, rectenna and the rectenna was conceived by W.C. Brown of Raytheon Company in the early of 1960s. The rectenna is a passive element, consists of antenna, rectifying circuit with a low pass filter between the antenna and rectifying diode. The antenna used in rectenna may be dipole, Yagi-Uda, microstrip or parabolic dish antenna. The patch dipole antenna achieved the highest efficiency among the all. The performance of various printed rectenna is shown in table I. Schottky barrier diodes are usually used in the rectifying circuit due to the faster reverse recovery time and much lower forward voltage drop and good RF characteristics. Three. Advantages, disadvantages, and biological impacts of wireless power transmission. The advantages of wireless power transmission system include completely eliminating the existing high-tension power transmission line cables, towers and substations between the generating station and consumers and facilitates the interconnection of electrical generation plants on a global scale. It has more freedom of choice of both receiver and transmitters. Even mobile transmitters and receivers can be chosen for the WPT system. The cost of transmission and distribution become less, and the cost of electrical energy for the consumer also would be reduced. The power could be transmitted to the places where the wire transmission is not possible. Loss of transmission is negligible level in the wireless power transmission, therefore, the efficiency of this method is very much higher than the wire transmission. Power is available at the antenna as long as the WPT is operating. The power failure due to short circuit and fault on cables would never exist in the transmission, and power theft would be not possible at all. Disadvantages: the capital cost for practical implementation of WPT seems to be very high, and the other disadvantage of the concept is interference of microwave with present communication systems. Health hazards may occur, biological impacts, common beliefs fear the effect of microwave radiation, but the studies in this domain repeatedly proves that the microwave radiation level would be never higher than the dose received while opening the microwave oven door, meaning it is slightly higher. Generating power by placing satellites with giant solar arrays in geosynchronous Earth orbit and transmitting the power as microwaves to the Earth, known as solar power satellites, SPS, is the largest application of WPT. Another application of WPT is moving targets such as fuel-free airplanes, fuel-free electric vehicles, moving robots and fuel-free rockets. The other applications of WPT are ubiquitous power source or wireless power source, wireless sensors and RF power adaptive rectifying circuits, PARC. The concepts of microwave power transmission, MPT, and wireless power transmission system is presented. The technological developments in wireless power transmission, WPT, the advantages, disadvantages, biological impacts and applications of WPT are also discussed. This concept offers greater possibilities for transmitting power with negligible losses and ease of transmission than any invention or discovery heretofore made. Dr. Neville of NASA states you don't need cables, pipes, or copper wires to receive power. We can send it to you like a cell phone call, where you want it, when you want it, in real time. We can expect with certitude that in next few years wonders will be wrought by its applications if all the conditions are favorable. Thank you.
been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes, where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human-machine evolution.